This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We all want to get to know more about our Falcons front office, and that is what I attempted to do.
Here with Kyle Smith, assistant general manager of our Atlanta Falcons. It is not normal for us to usually catch up with the assistant general manager because Terry normally does all of the press conferences. But I wanted to bring you guys something different and a kind of behind-the-scenes look of some of the things that we do here with the Falcon organization and their mindset on a variety of things, because we always get listeners asking us, Falcon fans coming up to us, you know, asking questions, and we kind of want to get maybe some of the sauce behind the scenes. So, Kyle, thank you for joining us here on the show. I want to just start with a little bit of background, man. I mean, you talked about being in Washington and that experience, and then obviously coming over here. Give us a little bit about yourself being there and the process of what you learned, who you worked with before coming here.
Yeah, so my whole career was in Washington, started there in 2010. Mike Shanahan was the head coach there, was brought in there by Bruce Allen, who was the president at the time. And during my time there, I had a lot of relationships and you know, obviously Raheem, who's here, was there at the time. Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur. I mean, the list goes on. You know, a lot of really good coaches that have Kevin O'Connell, Bill Callahan, offensive line, Chris Forster, offensive line. So I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of really good football minds from a coaching perspective and then personnel as well. So that experience there helped, kind of form you into your opinions that you have and team building and all those types of things. And I'm excited to be here.
We normally don't hear about the philosophy of drafting. We just got past the draft. A lot of Falcon fans excited about what we've done in this draft and addressing edge. Can you talk a little bit about that? And, you know, from just a scouting standpoint, I think a lot of football fans think it's maybe Terry and Ra and maybe yourself, and they don't think about the big scope of things with the national scouts and the different guys that are involved in the process. The philosophy, though, going into not only this draft, but just generally speaking, what is that approach here?
Yeah, well, it's always been, you know, I think you've heard us say before, it ain't about what, it's about who, you know, and what that means is, you know, there's all different layers when it comes to grading. It's positional values. It's what we're looking for, what we need. We're about impact, you know, and the overall grade of the player, of the impact of the player. And that's what we've always focused on. So that's best player available mentality. What we're excited about this year's draft is best player available also kind of lines up to where what you're looking for, what you're seeking, what are your needs. Obviously, we needed edge this year, and we've always been looking for more edge. You can never have too many pressure players. And the way that the draft kind of fell, we're looking at two edge players that we feel like can impact our team. So that's what we when we executed that. But from an overall perspective, best player available, the impact that they're going to have, that's what we focus more on.
Kyle, talk to us about trading and how difficult that is in the draft. You guys went back into the first round late. Last year, we asked Terry about this, and he was like, look, you got to have a trade partner. Everybody just assumes, all right, we want to jump back in, and it happens. There was a reaction, and I'm not sure if you saw it. I think it was Howie Roseman of the Eagles. Apparently, they wanted to get back in, and you know, he was like, no wonder nobody was answering our phone calls because you guys were trying to move. I guess other teams were attempting to get back in as well. How difficult is that?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I think that's one of the things that I've learned as I've grown, you know, higher in different positions as an area scout. I would always have that mindset similar to a fan, you know, in terms of, oh, man, there's nobody there, trade back. You know, and it's like, well, yeah, it's not that easy. You know, some people don't, you know, might not be wanting to trade up, you know. So there's always been that adage when we were here in 21 and we're at pick four, you know, oh, yeah, we're in great position here. Let's pick up a bunch of picks and do all that. Well, you can't do any of that stuff when nobody's calling. So, you know, it's a difficult thing. We're always looking to move up, move back. It like always want to move around, try to get more picks, whatever it is. But it's never as easy as just saying, oh, yeah, trade back or, hey, you know, trade up. Well, team we're trying to trade up for, especially as you know, quarterbacks. That's another one. You know, you can have three first round picks in a draft, say two first round picks in a draft, and you might need a quarterback. Well, if you're not the number one pick or the number two pick, and the teams up there need quarterbacks, you can have all the draft capital you want. They're not going to – they don't want it because they need a quarterback. You know what I mean? So it goes both ways in terms of trading back or trading up. So it's unpredictable that way.
Kyle Smith, assistant general manager here with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Since you brought up quarterbacks, I want to ask you about Michael Penix. I got wind of this late in the process last year, like 2 days before the draft. And I went on the show and said, what if I told you guys they might draft a quarterback? People lost their minds, obviously, because we had Kirk already in the building and did not know 100% that that was going to be the situation. But threw it out there and a lot of people reacted. And then obviously you guys surprised a lot of people. As you go back and look at that, and obviously we have a lot of confidence. I think fans are excited about Michael. I know you guys are high on him as well. But just that process of being that convicted to make that pick. And the response, were you surprised at the response?
No, I guess surprised anymore. You know, not surprised at anything anymore. But I understand where people were. It was unexpected. You know, it you know, there's no question about it. But from our mindset, and it goes back to 2021, like when we first got here, we wanted, everybody wants to draft a first round quarterback and have a rookie deal and all those things. But again, you have to have them graded in the right spot. And since we've been here, we were where we've been selecting in the first round. We haven't had a quarterback that's been there looking at us that we've had graded in that position. Going to last year with Mike and Kirk, well, going into the draft, you can't sit there at pick eight and expect with no quarterback on the roster that you're going to have, you know, you're going to sit there and pick a quarterback. So we had to do everything we could. We couldn't trade up at the time like we just talked about. People aren't trading out because what happens up top? They need quarterbacks as well. So now we're into free agency. So we went and got the best quarterback we could in free agency, and that's Kirk Cousins, and we believe in Kirk, and we love that Kirk's here. So we executed that. And then obviously as we're on the clock and we're sitting there, here's Mike Penix is sitting there looking at us where we had him graded in that win because of type of player, and we didn't hesitate to make the pick. And so we took care of what we felt like Kirk Cousins is the now and the future here. In the next 5 years, we've got that quarterback position sorted out, you know, which is not something that we've had in the past. So that's kind of how the process went. You never know, like, you know, we always talk about hypotheticals, and I know in your world you probably talk about a lot of hypotheticals.
Who, us?
but you know, it all intertwines. It really does, because if you think about, you know, had we not went after Kirk in free agency and we were sitting there, and everybody in the world knows that we're going to take a quarterback. So if anybody thinks that we would have sat there at pick eight draft night, you're crazy, because we would have went to pick four. to go attack and go mm-hmm. get the quarterback that we want and make sure, because there's other – as soon as we picked the quarterback, Mike, you saw behind us another team traded up, you know. So you never know. Nobody knows. Everyone got the guy they wanted. So nobody really knows. But draft night last year, if we didn't have a quarterback, we would have given up stuff to go get Mike. And that leads you to this year. Well, what would we have had this year? Don't know what the cost would have been, but probably wouldn't be in the same position that we're in this year in terms of taking two edge players in one. Maybe the cost would have been a second rounder last year to go up, and now you don't have your two. Well, now you can't go up to go get James Pierce, or you can't. So there's a lot of things that happen when you make certain decisions that we're always thinking about the future and what those costs are. So that's kind of the full process of mindset and what goes through our minds throughout all those decisions.
Kyle, I've said he has shown me in three games. I'm talking about obviously our quarterback and Michael Burback and Penix, the flashes that you want to see. And the play that stands out is the Washington touchdown to Pitts, where he throws it in that tight window. He says he looked off the Mike linebacker, moves him where he wants to. And I'm sitting here thinking, their guys have been in the league 8 years that aren't able to do that. And he did it in that was his second game, because the third game was the Carolina Panthers. My point is, when did you know in those interviews, because you're a part of that, you're a part of all that stuff. When did you know, like, this is the dude?
Yeah, it was more the tape than it was the interviews, I think. You know, any time that we're evaluating quarterback, it's the hardest position to evaluate. There's no doubt about it. That's why you see every year there's more and more swings, especially now since the salary cap era and the slotting of the draft picks. You're not as, you know, there's not as much money put into the first round picks as it was years and years ago. But with Mike, you know, and quarterbacks in general, we're looking for moments that they capture you. I always like to watch the worst games first. In terms of quarterbacks, and in those worst, what they're considered the worst games, do they capture you in those games? And Mike, there wasn't a game that you put on, whether it was Washington or Indiana, that he doesn't capture you with something. Is it arm talent? Is it his ability to look things off, as you mentioned? Is it his ability to work within the pocket? That was the things that jumped off with Mike. You know, the Texas game in particular was a laser light show that he put on. But so there was always those moments within each tape that you watch that you're like, man, this guy's got some special things. When trying to translate what translates from college to the pros, the commonality is always guys that can play within the pocket at the quarterback position. And Mike can run more than what people think Mike can run. You know, obviously with his 40 and he is a very good athlete. But the guys that can play within the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Pocket, and he is so natural in the pocket and calm in his demeanor. You guys all see it. It's easy to see that way. And his ability to deliver the ball and make you cover every blade of grass. That's consistent in all of his tapes. And I think he's shown that in flash. He's got a long way to go. We know that. But we're extremely excited about where he's at. The things he's learned from Kirk last year. You know, the offseason when interview process, the pro days, all that stuff just kind of confirmed our belief in him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.